movie, The Social Network, about the founders of Facebook, has had great box office success and has been nominated for 8 Academy Awards. Facebook went from being a social networking site for college students to the site that is visited more than Google and that has more than 500 million active users. When both grandparents and grandkids are on Facebook, you know it is a site that can't be ignored. With so many people using Facebook, the opportunity for making etiquette mistakes is high. I thought it would be helpful to share a few tips to keep you from being defriended or otherwise ostracized on Facebook. Tip number one, watch who you friend. Facebook is like your house. You wouldn't invite everyone into your home, and you don't need to do it on Facebook. Be thoughtful about who you want to friend. Once you say yes to someone from a particular group, it can be hard to ignore a request from someone else from that group. I friended some people in a bicycling group I'm in, but then others in the group who I don't know very well asked me to friend them. It was awkward declining the requests. That said, you can put your friends in groups such as close friends and family or classmates, and then decide which groups get to see which posts. Also, never friend your boss or clients. While you may be very careful about what you say and what you post, your friends might tag you in a compromising photo or post something on your wall that you don't want everyone to know. It's just not worth the risk of having your boss or customers learn things that could hurt your career. If your boss or client invites you to friend them, invite them to connect with you on LinkedIn instead. If you feel you must have an explanation, simply say something like, "I limit my Facebook connections to a small group of just my close friends and family, but I would love to connect with you on LinkedIn." Also, don't ask strangers or very casual acquaintances to be your friend. That can be considered stalking. Be careful of your tags. On Facebook, you can tag your friends in photos, videos, even in your updates by putting the @ sign and then their name in the update, which will put a link to their Facebook profile. However, don't do this without your friend's permission if the item could be embarrassing to them. If you are tagged on a photo you'd rather not everyone see, you can untag it. Don't make your friends take quizzes. While you might really enjoy learning what kind of mass murderer you are, your friends most likely don't. At the end of the quiz, there is usually the option to just get the results. Choose that option and keep your friends from having to take these silly things. Another tip, avoid using your personal profile to post business-related updates. That's spamming your friends. Instead, create a company page for your business. People expect to hear business news and events on a company page. To keep your fans, or likes as they are now called, interested and engaged, be sure to interact with them. Ask questions in your updates. Remark on people's comments. Post company-related photos. On my Kleiss Etiquette page, I often post etiquette dilemmas or etiquette faux pas that I've heard about, and I ask my likes what they think. When people respond, I always reply back. I want to encourage and reward people for commenting on my page. I invite you to like the Kleiss Etiquette Facebook page, and be sure to let me know you heard about me on KSER. Another tip is to be professional. Everything we do online is pretty much open to everyone, even when we have our privacy controls very tight. I was shocked when I discovered that something I had posted on my personal page that had the word etiquette in it was picked up as a searchable post if someone searched for the word etiquette. I was not happy about this. While it was a silly, innocuous post, I meant it just for my friends to see, not the whole world. You must, I repeat, must be very careful about what you say online. More and more employers are conducting online searches to see how candidates act when they think they aren't being watched. If you're spouting rude, crude, or socially unacceptable vitriol on your Facebook page, you are risking your career, social status, and reputation. Facebook is great. Just watch your P's and Q's. the whole world is watching. This is Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette on KSER.